Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome to Homeschool Companion. We just have so much fun on this show. We're talking with Lillian Hubler from Time to Sign about the benefits of teaching children to know American Sign Language. Calvin, you have a question for us?
I do. Actually, we've been talking about autism, and I actually went to school in Texas at the college with a couple of autistic brothers, and we call them the Chicken Brothers. But I actually enjoy talking with them because we'd ask them different things in history or different things about the phone book, and they'd rattle off all kinds of information for us. So, but I was thinking about that experience and thinking about if I were to have an autistic child and I was helping them to sign, what signs would an autistic child typically want to learn first?
I believe, Calvin, that the first signs that we need to teach children, all children, is to meet their basic needs first. So the signs for going to the bathroom and the signs for if they're hungry or thirsty or they're sleepy or tired or, you know, all the basic ones first to meet all those needs and then move into teaching them sign language for using it for communication such as phonics and things like that. So A, alligator, and that kind of thing. So phonics coming as a way to help them to communicate better, but to use sign language as a bridge to make sure that you meet their needs first and then move into getting them to have, more of a language.
Okay, thank you.
Well, folks, we're talking to Lillian Hubler, and she is the president and founder of Time to Sign. She's told us a wonderful story about her life and her experiences and how God has led her into this fantastic ministry of helping children to communicate from very young infants to my age. And as I was listening to her story, I couldn't help but think that how providential that we connected with her for this. Any child who's having a speech problem or is unable to communicate can really be blessed by knowing some of the signs for those simple needs as we were just talking about. And I just want to remind you, you can go to www.timetosign.com and learn more information, and also have that on my website. Lillian, as a parent, how would you recommend incorporating signing into your general family life?
I would recommend that we use sign language again just for everything that they're, you know, anytime that you are speaking with your child, just to add the sign to it, like things like let's pray and it's time to eat and, you know, and things like that, just as part of everyday communication in the home. But again, I must emphasize about using it for meeting all the children's needs, especially if you're talking about infant toddlers. You know, they know what they want, so we just want to encourage them to tell us what they want, and we can learn basic signs, start with the basic ones, and move more into more learning. And I have that in my website, so you know, best time to teach and how to teach it and some of the tools that they can do to make it real easy to learn sign language to use in your home every day.
Well, you've mentioned several times infants and toddlers, which begs the question, what age should people start teaching simple signs to their children? I mean, you make it sound like from birth.
Yeah, I believe from birth. You're talking to your child, so you want to give them language from the beginning. I started signing with my 9-year-old. I started at birth, and every time I talked to him, I would do the sign for it. And he started communicating back to me using signs when he was 4.5 months. And after that, he just blossomed into doing more and more. And my children are very, very smart children, and I attribute that to sign language because he really helped them to verbalize what they wanted to convey. So it was really an incredible experience for me to see that. So, yeah, absolutely. You got to start as early as possible, but it's never too late to start. So no matter what age, sign language is a great language.
Fantastic.
So It sounds like that part of learning and growing the mind was working both sides of the mind, like you mentioned earlier. So would a game like, you know, the game where you put all the cards down and you're trying to match it, you turn a card over and you try to remember where the other match is for that card, those types of things?
Yes,
you think,
absolutely.
Would they exercise similar?
Yes, it is. It actually, one of the things the research shows is that sign language is very much like that. You are actually helping your brain, you're building your brain, because you're able to kind of visualize more. So it really does help you in that sense, and it's a great activity to do. I use sign language every day just to keep my brain alive and to expand my brain. So I'm constantly signing when I see different things, just as a way to build my brain power.
And what about critics? Do you have any critics, like people who say, well, teaching infants signing isn't any different than Baby Einstein and other bandwagon innovations? They just come in and then they'll go out again. Do you have any critics?
I'm sure we do. I'm sure we've heard them out there. But to be honest with you, we have found now that people understand such, you know, the great benefits of using sign language with kids now, that it's becoming more and more part of early childhood education. So in my field and the field that I'm working mostly with, I have found more and more that people are starting to become more aware of why sign language is not a bad, you know, something that they just, you know, something that's just going to stay for right now, is that it's a long-standing type of learning tool that they can use. Because I'm finding that I'm working a lot more with the school systems and with children, and, you know, not just in any child with disabilities. I'm just talking about, you know, the normal education environment. So I am not finding much criticism anymore. I think that they're finding now that it is critical for them to learn another way to, let's reach our children and let's start as early as possible, so that it really does curb any behavioral problems. Because if you can't be understood, you're going to have behavioral issues. So, they're realizing that sign language is becoming everyday normalcy for children. It's a great way to learn.
And we have a couple in our church that uses it with their children, and I've watched them. It comes in very handy when you're in a larger group or something and you want to discipline your child or tell them something. And, you know, sometimes you have to speak up over everybody else and talk to them, but all they do is they snap their finger and the child turns around and they give them a couple signs and they sign back and it's all taken care of. So it's kind of a convenient way to communicate too, especially in groups and so forth.
Absolutely. And it's also a great tool. It made me a better parent. One of the things that I wanted to say to you guys, Candy Rose and Calvin, is that I love sign language not just because I was able to communicate with my kids, but because I was a better listener. I actually had to look at my child more. You know, we spend so much time listening to our kids with our hearing that we're not listening to their nonverbal cues. And so I think that you are giving them more attention one-on-one. You're communicating with them. And it also is giving them, you're giving them that look, and you're conversing many more ways than just by, you know, hearing them. You really are connecting with your child more. So I think that it builds a really great bond with your kids. I have three boys, and we're a very, very tight-knit family, and we're a very Christian family. And I think that sign language really helped us to respect each other more and be part of, you know, listening with our hearts and with our eyes as opposed to just our hearing. So.
Lillian, I have done research on sign language because we've added sign motions to songs for the VBS programs that we've created. And I know that there are websites you can go to where there are actually video clips of people acting out a sign so that you can emulate it or, you know how to do it. Do you have anything like that on your website, or is your website...
One of the websites that I use is ASL Pro. It's a great one, and also the ASL Browser. So those are great websites that do provide you with that visual for those signs. And they have a lot of signs there, including, of course, Christian signs. So it's really a great resource. And so if you wanted just to look at a sign, you can go into WWASL Pro. And if not, just go on your browser and type, you know, ASL Browser or ASL Pro, and you will get to those sites. And there's a lot of sites out there, but those are the two main ones that I have used.
I think that's fantastic. I'm just envisioning families and even couples developing a type of sign language you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be able to recite the Lord's Prayer in signing, but some communication things to each other that could prevent a misunderstanding and could give a heads up. It's a great management tool for your family and for a classroom as a teacher. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic.
Also, I use it with my kids for safety. So my kids know certain signs and what they mean. So if I do a certain sign with them, they know and understand what that means so that it saves them for me to having to say something else. If we're in a mall situation and I see something suspicious, I'm able to do a sign to my child to keep them away from danger. So
that's neat.
That is. Now, you had talked a little bit in the first half about the claim that children who learn to sign score higher on IQ tests. Do you think the signing actually makes them smarter or just a better test taker?
I think because, it's, you know, again, sign language is pictorial, the kids understand it better. And I think it really helps them build them, you know, build their capabilities better, and, you know, it really helps them in their testing because they're building their brain. But, you know, Dr. Marilyn Daniels from Penn State, she did a research, and her book is called Dancing with Words, and she has the research base that proves that children that do learn sign language are actually, you know, score higher, you know, in their testing and in vocabulary testing because of using sign language. So she did a 17-year research on the matter. So her book can be found in libraries across the nation, but it's Dr. Marilyn Daniels, and her book is called Dancing with Words, Teaching Children Sign Language for Early Literacy.
Fantastic. Now,
I love her, so that's how.
Do you speak another language besides ASL? Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I'm Hispanic. I'm from Puerto Rico, and I speak Spanish was my first language, and then English was my second language, and then sign language was my third language. But I also took Italian and French and German, and I'm pretty versed in these languages, but the three key languages for me are Spanish, English, and sign.
I know there is a direct correlation between bilingual, or the more languages you know, and the higher your IQ. So I don't know if it's the high IQ that gives you the ability to learn the languages or if it's the languages that give you the high IQ. I'll have to read Dancing with Words to see if she bears any.
Well, I think it's both, but I really feel that if you're building your brain and you're using your brain more, you are absolutely able to, you know, you will have higher IQs, you will be smarter, and you will be able to accumulate more. You know, we are using our brains more by using sign language and languages as a whole to build it. So the more you build your brain, the smarter you are, but the more can get in your brain. So the more you're building your brain. It's a muscle. So the more in it, you know, you can do more.
Now, Lillian, when it comes to fine and gross motor coordination, is it asking too much of a baby to learn to sign?
Not at all. It's a natural way for a child to communicate by using their facial expressions and body movements and pointing and doing. So sign language is a natural way for them to communicate. So it makes it real simple for them to use. So not at all. It becomes part of, you know, every day for them.
Yeah, my close friend did this with her children, and it was just so fascinating. Long before they could speak, they were saying please and more and enough, I'm done, thank you, you know, and it was really neat to watch.
I just wonder, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it, because talking to a baby and saying hungry, how do they connect the meaning of hunger to that sign?
What you do is you actually show them a piece of food that you're going to give them. So you say, are you hungry? And then you give them the food to kind of show, you know, if there's something that they want to eat. And so it becomes part of, you know, the connection that they connect that sign to saying, to getting something, to getting some food. So you're kind of asking them and using signs as a way to give them, to meet their needs.
I'm going to start doing that with all my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see the absolute rage when they're not understood.
When they can't communicate, yeah.
And I watch one grandchild, he just turned one, but I don't know whether he's hungry or whether he's tired. And so he's trying to communicate to me, and then it just ends up in a, you know, a screaming thing, which gets on my nerves.
No, and you know that children want to tell you what they, you know,
yeah.
They know what they want. They just can't verbalize it. So sign language is a great bridge for that, and it's a great tool for them to tell you what they want. And, of course, it makes them brilliant children. And, you know, my three sons are incredible, and they have incredible gifts that the Lord has provided them. But at the same time, they're great communicators, and I think that is great. They learned that because of using sign language in the home. So the more sign language, the better. And we want to give the children communication right from the beginning so that they are understood and they are not frustrated, and they're able to for us to be able to meet their wants and needs, but also for them to be able to tell you what they
want. Yeah, they feel valued.
Or they have to be upset.
And you have to remember that when we're teaching children verbal skills, that they don't pick up on it immediately. It's a process, you know, and we can't get frustrated if they haven't picked it up right away. And I think sometimes we forget the process that children's brains go through to learn verbal skills. It is no different than what they would have to learn with the, you know, with the sign language skills. So we just have to be patient with our kids.
You know, Lillian, we haven't talked much about gender differences in signing, and it gives me a lot of courage to hear that you've had great success with your boys, because I've only seen this used with
on
girls.
Me too.
I agree. I have a great, my three children, and one is an introvert, my other two are extroverts, and they are all beautiful socially and, you know, communicative, and it's just through sign language. It really is a good tool for them to use for my boys. And of course, girls love to use sign language too. And as women, we're more communicative to begin with. But sign language is a great tool to help, help our boys to learn more language and to communicate more effectively.
So no one calls them a sissy if they see him signing or anything? If they never met with that?
No, actually, they have more confidence because sign language, it is a language. So it is another tool that they have, another head start.
That's so neat.
One of the families I was talking about that went to a church that we used to go to, they only have boys. And they often, our potlucks were in the gym, and I'd see them with their parents often signing all the way across the gym. And they, you know, they're teens. Now they're in their 20s. So that's an example of a couple of boys.
Do they speak as well?
I grew up. Yeah. Everybody I've ever seen are very fluent and very, you know, very integrated. You know, they get along. You know, they're just normal kids.
Absolutely.
So I haven't actually. Actually, I was at. No, I don't think I've actually been with a group of people that actually were required to sign that couldn't communicate otherwise. I've basically mainly seen it up front, you know, for songs or something more of an art form. Type of a thing, or these two families that I know, then they communicate with their kids that way. Go ahead.
I just think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful tool. So.
When my husband and I would go to youth specialties, we would always sit near the section where they had the sign. The signers, because it's just fascinating to watch, and it's just absolutely so beautiful when someone is very talented and fluid at it, you know. And mm-hmm. I try to pick up, okay, that must mean this word, and that must mean this word. It's really wonderful to watch.
We're talking about the different languages, and it reminds me when I used to live in Costa Rica, we had some people that would come over, and I didn't speak any Spanish. I went to Costa Rica with no Spanish, not even one Spanish class. So we went there for about a year. And we'd have people come over, and we had a little software program on our computer. I'd type in English, and it would appear in Spanish, and they would respond in Spanish, and it would appear in English. And it was kind of, the program did pretty good. We could understand what each other was saying as we went back and forth. But I was thinking about that program. I thought it'd be cool. I don't know if it's developed yet, but if you could put text into a website and have all the animated signs come up throughout the top. On that particular script. So it's like you enter in a song, or you enter in the words of something that you're going to sign, maybe publicly or something, and it has all of the symbols on there to help you along as you go through it. So if it hasn't been developed yet, maybe that's something you can develop.
Yeah, well, there is a font that is called the Gallaudet font.
Okay.
And that you could type in English, and it does it in sign language.
Oh, it does.
It's a font.
What was it called again?
The Gallaudet font. It's, of course, by Gallaudet, which is the one who started sign language. But,
okay.
So it's Gallaudet font. font, and you can just Google it or, you know.
How do you spell Gallaudet?
Yeah, G-A-U, oh, you would ask, G-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, I believe.
And that's a font that you would like
there for... There is a font that teachers can use and home folks can use to label everything from English to...
Right.
You know, to sign language.
So you would download that as any other type of font directly into Windows.
Font.
I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Just in
okay.
Windows. And it's called the Gallaudet font, G-A-L-L-A-U-D-E-T.
Okay. Font. Okay. So on these different meetings or different dates, you have most of the people there. Do they know how to sign, or
not at all?
What
not
is
at all.
Exactly?
I'm actually working with early childhood providers and,
okay.
and teachers, and I'm teaching them basic signs. And it's a really fun workshop. I teach about 150 signs in my
oh,
workshops,
okay.
but I teach them signs to use every day with their kids, and songs, and games, and stories, and sign, and making it really easy for them to understand signs and make it, you know, make it for every day. Communication within their classrooms.
So that is www.timetosign.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Any other ways that we can, do you want us to connect with you?
Sure. I can be, you can find me at Time to Sign on Facebook.
Okay.
I love to follow along, and there's a lot of neat things in there for them to learn, and some stories and some games. And of course, I love getting email from everyone every, you know, mm-hmm. get a lot of emails every day, and we answer our emails at L. Hubler for Lillian, L. Hubler at timetosign.com or contact@timetosign.com. We love to hear from folks that are using sign and how we can use it. I just got an email a little while ago about a teacher that is, you know, we use our a lot of our signs for phonics, and she wanted me to add G for gorilla, for the sign for gorilla, to help her children mm-hmm. with autism. So, you know, I love the ideas, and I love to use them, and I put out there a lot of tools for folks to use it. We also have a forum, and we also have a way where they can just have a lot of their questions answered. It's our facts part of the website, and, of course, we have a lot of our tools in our store. But our goal is to reach every child and to teach sign language across the world, so it's a great communication tool for all.
And actually, you said that earlier in the program. You just reminded me that that's actually the most exciting thing about it, I think, is that it's recognized. The same symbols, you're saying, are recognized around the world for the same
absolutely.
Items?
Absolutely. If they know American Sign Language, they can communicate with anyone that knows American Sign Language.
That's fantastic. We've so enjoyed being
yes.
with Lillian Hubler today. And... we really appreciate her ministry. This is the conclusion of our show. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media Ministries, and I'd like to thank Lillian and my co-hosts Candy DeVore and Calvin Follett and the Life Talk Network for making this broadcast possible. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion. And we have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.